Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It's Thursday, which means it is Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North, Glenn Stone. And we welcome Cheryl Chumley, the online opinion editor and host of the Bold and Blunt podcast at the Washington Times, best-selling author, public speaker, frequent media guest for national audiences, and a certified private investigator, Army veteran, and the mother of four. The book, God-Given or Bust, Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truth. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. And if you would, tell us, starting off here, what prompted you to write the book?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. It's really great to be with you. And to answer your question, you know, for years and years now, all my writing, whether it's my commentaries or books and my podcast, everything that I put out in the media has been about American exceptionalism and retaining American exceptionalism, which to me is defined as the concept of God-given individual liberties and rights, right? That's what founding fathers gave us. And so while I agree that it's very important for Americans, patriots, Christians in particular, to get involved in politics as well as in culture, I think we should not lose sight of the fact that it's not in the end about who wins in the political realm. It's about reclaiming the concept of God-given individual liberties and rights in America. That is the war. Because if we don't have God-given, then we have government-granted. And we've really reached the point in America right now where it's, as my title says, it's God-given or bust, right? It's either we have God-given rights or we're going to lose this great nation of ours.
I like part of the foundational approach here, and it's pretty simple. Those rights, they either are or they aren't. I mean, there's really only two options. I don't think any reasonable person could claim, well, there's a percentage. And so it really does simplify this argument as to whether or not our rights are God-given or they are not. And I wonder, do you find that does simplify it or does it complicate it a bit?
You're absolutely right. And I'm so happy that you grasped that right away, because that was my underlying theme, right? We get so involved in fighting this battle, fighting that battle, fighting for the right person to serve in political office, fighting for our school boards, fighting for economic freedom. I mean, everywhere you look, there's a battle to fight. But that gets wearisome, right? That gets fatiguing. It makes us, and it really gets kind of dark and depressing sometimes, because you can look around and you can see you get one step forward, 10 steps back constantly. So if you step back, take a breath, and realize that in America, it is either individualism or collectivism, right? It's either government granted, which is collectivism, leading us down the path of that, or it's God-given, which is freedom, and that's the long-term freedom that we need in America, then it, like you said, it clarifies and it energizes too, because then it also puts the emphasis on God, right? You do your part in your individual sphere of the world and then leave it to God to take care of the rest. So it really does clarify and it energizes as well.
Historically speaking, there really isn't any legitimate dispute that the founders believed this and understood this. I know that there have been attempts to just delete that history in the minds of people through our education system and otherwise, but once you seek those truths and you see that information is there. But I'm really interested in, I love the discussion about why this is important, why this is significant. And what would you say, for example, to someone who, they don't believe in God, how and why this understanding is still important to even someone who doesn't believe in God?
I love that question, because I was an atheist. I was agnostic for a very long time in life. I didn't believe in God. And at the same time, even when I didn't believe in God, I understood the brilliance, the genius of founding fathers, what they laid out first in the Declaration of Independence, right, where we first hear about rights endowed from the Creator. And then that was sort of the marching orders for the government documents that they forged after. I understood the genius that if you have a nation with a government that is subservient to a higher power, then that keeps government limited and that ensures individual liberties and rights for each and every person. So you don't have to be a Bible-thumping Christian to grasp a hold of this concept. You just have to recognize that there is a greater force at work here. And whether you believe in God and you term it coming from the Creator, or you don't believe in God, but you understand that in our Constitution, in our government structure, the foundations of America, our DNA, are the Judeo-Christian principles, which puts God at the helm and government in the role of humble servant to the people.
We're talking with our author of the week, Cheryl Chumley, the book God Given or Bust, Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truths. Oftentimes what I've noticed, and I think we even to some degree saw it on display with a headline a couple of days ago, or the headline yesterday from an event with the president at church, an Episcopalian bishop, utilizing the opportunity to send a political message to the president. And I've noticed, and I'd like you to talk a bit about this, oftentimes people will sort of Trojan horse government in control of your lives by masquerading it as being God-centered. So, for example, they will say, well, the Bible and Christ teaches that we should take care of those that are less fortunate. That means that socialism is good. That means that government needs to redistribute wealth. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say read your Bible. Right, and yeah, if you do read your Bible, I would say read it a little bit more carefully, because I've read it many, many times. I read it pretty much every day, and never once I remember Jesus telling the government to give to the poor. It was always an individual relationship, right? You as a believer, you out of love for Christ, you obey Christ's commandments, you obey God's commandments, and you seek to help others for love of Christ and for love of your fellow human brother and sister in Christ. And you do that out of your own pocket. It's not a socialist system that Jesus pushed forward. It was an individual responsibility. Everything was placed on the individual.
Our author of the week, Cheryl Chumley. Again, the book is God Given or Bust, Defeating Marxism and Saving America from Biblical Truths. I'm interested if, and you can go into as little or much of this as you want, but you mentioning that you're agnostic. It is your evolution or awakening, enlightenment, however you want to describe it, from somebody who didn't believe to someone who does, was that related to your understanding of where our rights come from? Did one come before the other? I'm just curious of that relationship between your recognition of God and his role in our life and the founding of our country.
So growing up, I think it was eighth grade, I was assigned the book to read in English class, The Fountainhead. So my political leanings, my beliefs, were based on the Ayn Rand type of individual freedoms, right? But as you know, she was an atheist.
Yes.
I was basically raised to think that church was just a building where people would go to meet nice people. There was nothing, you know, God in charge. There really wasn't a God. So that's where my political leanings started. And I kept those through my life. But it was more as I moved into adulthood and had influences with people that I loved and cared about who spoke about God. And then, my acceptance of God was actually based not just a spiritual leap of faith, but it was also based in logic. One of the things that I remember distinctly is imagining one day taking a leaf off a tree and going in a dark room, right, with nothing, and creating that leaf, out of nothing. And it just made me think that that's what God did, right? And we as humans don't have the ability to do that. We always have to take something to create out of it. We don't create it out of thin air, as God did. So it was sort of a logic meeting faith.
Right, right. Well, and I could be completely wrong on this because I was raised a Christian, but it seems as if that order of occurrences is maybe counter to the way a majority of people, you know, because somebody who believed in God and God gave me these rights, and so then the natural belief and understanding is, well, that's how we should operate here as humans. For you, interestingly enough, through Ayn Rand, developing that philosophy and then finding God afterwards, I wonder how often that occurs. That's just interesting to me.
It is interesting, I guess, when you outline it that way. And to me, it's just an example of God meets you where you are, right? I mean, he knows you best. He created you. So if you're more the thinking type, then maybe he leads you down a path of logic toward him. If you're more the, you know, the feeling type, emotional type, then, you know, maybe he leads you using feelings and simply faith, and then shows you how later on how his creation is very logical and mathematical even. So
yeah.
I just think it's an example of God meeting you where you are.
Well, and what a demonstration of what the point you just made, which flies in the face of what oftentimes Christians are described as being based on nothing other than faith. And it's all about just these sort of make-believe fairy tales, when in fact, if you are a logical person, it leads to that conclusion that there has to have been, even from a scientific approach, a creator. And I think that's an incredible demonstration of that. Final thoughts for listeners today, and what it is that you hope that they get from the book, God Given or Bust, Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truths.
Well, it's first and foremost educational, right? It kind of prompting readers to get back to that worldview that we need so desperately in America, biblical or Judeo-Christian principles as they apply with the Constitution to modern day events, right, and news. And then I just go through a variety of ways where we're lacking in that worldview and why we need to recapture that. It just, you know, America is an exceptional nation, but we can also rapidly lose that exceptionalism. And all roads here in America lead back to God, because, of course, that was our founding premise, religious freedom and individual rights and liberties.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Cheryl Chumley, our author of the week, and again, just a reminder, those of you listening, a host of the Bold and Blunt podcast of the Washington Times. The book, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, our author of the week interview, God Given or Bust, Defeating Marxism and Saving America with Biblical Truths. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.